That was such a fun party we went to. Yeah. I'm glad to be home, though. Just you and me. Well, I'm happy you finally got to meet some of my friends. I've told them about you. You had fun, right, baby boy? Oh, that's not a very convincing answer. What's wrong, sweetie? No, don't say nothing. I can tell when something's going on in that beautiful head of yours. For starters, you barely talked on the way home. I thought maybe you were just tired, but now that I can see you in the light. All right, it's okay if you don't want to talk about it, but I selfishly wish you would. Whatever it is, you don't need to be ashamed of it with me. Do you feel my love for you? Know that I'll support you. Oh, you do? I do love you. Oh, decided to tell me, huh? Okay, I'm listening. Tell me, what's troubling you, baby boy? What? No, of course I don't have a problem with you being shorter than me. Do you? Well, good, but why are you asking out of the blue? We haven't talked about this for a while. Yeah, my friend Nicole. What about her? What? Fuck. How dare she? Oh, I'm sorry, baby. Come here. No, of course I'm not mad at you. Thank you for telling me. I think I might give her a piece of my mind. Well, that was very immature of her. I mean, what business is it of hers? Some people feel so entitled to their opinions. I don't like that she said awful things to you. Look up at me. I happen to adore that you are shorter than me. Do you love that I'm tall? You do like heels. They're sexy, aren't they? In my mind, that's all that matters. We are happy with each other. Screw whatever the world tries to say about us. I mean, goddamn. I know you're a bit shorter than most guys. And I know how you feel. I know that it's a struggle. It's not exactly the same as being a taller girl, is it? A lot of guys were intimidated by me, afraid of dating a taller girl. They didn't have the confidence that you do. Well, in school, they used to call me a giraffe. It didn't help that girls have their growth spurts sooner. Of course it was annoying. Yeah. I just hate how rude people can be about something that a person has no control over, like their height. Yeah. Well, some weren't exactly rude, but it gets annoying being asked the same repetitive questions like, do you play basketball? What's the air like up there? Just stupid shit. Just because I'm tall doesn't mean I'm a basketball player. No. Not that there's anything wrong with playing. I just got asked that so often that it gets annoying. We don't have control over our height, do we? And now, with you, I get to wear heels. Because it doesn't bother you, because you think it's sexy. Yeah. I used to be insecure about my height, but eventually I embraced it, though, right? And you, you definitely help with that. You were so into me. I was afraid, yeah, that you wouldn't like me. because I was taller than you. The stereotype is that tall girls don't like shorter guys. But that's not all of us, right? Oh, I love you. I love you. I think that you being pocket-sized is fun. Yes, I do. You're the best. Well, there's some perks to you being short, aren't there? Like when we hug, you know what I mean? Oh, now you're blushing. Such a sweetie. Let me enjoy the view. You want to know what I like about your height? Beyond what I've already said. How about you take a guess? No, I try not to do that. I know it bothers you if I use your head as an armrest. Not that either. Mm-mm. Although it is kind of adorable when you try climbing up to get something on the top shelf. Luckily, I stopped. Remember that day you fell down? You tried getting a plate and it broke because you didn't want to wake me up to help you, and I don't have a stool. Yes. Bingo. I love picking you up. Giving you kisses. Oh, baby boy. Your toes are almost touching the ground. Aw. There's that cute smile I love. Boop. I'm glad you like this, too. Some guys wouldn't be into being picked up by their girlfriend. It would threaten their masculinity. But you enjoy it. Do you mind if I hold you for a while? Like this? Thanks, baby. How about I carry you over to the bed and then we can cuddle? Awesome. Just down the hall. Oh, I turn sideways through the door so I don't bonk your head on the door jam. Let me just set you down. There. No, scoot over. I want to be the big spoon. Just lay your head on my chest. Right there. I'll pull you closer. What? You feel bad because you think I want to be the little spoon. Uh-oh. You don't need to feel bad about that. I actually kind of prefer being the big spoon. It's more fun like this. I get to touch you. Soft touches. And right here I can kiss your neck. Fun to have you as a backpack sometimes, but I like having access to your ear. Did my teasing make you feel worse? I know I'm a tease, but I love you more than anything. You're the best thing that's ever happened to me. Good. I was worried I made things worse because you stiffened up. No, not that kind of stiff. I could feel your quads getting harder. Did I play with your hair? So cute. Of course you're cute. You think I'm cute too? You're cuter. Oh, you are. Oh, you're so sweet. I know. I love you. Do you feel it? Good. Well, I know you love me too. She's in the doghouse. I'm not considering her my friend anymore. No, of course not. Nobody insults you like that and gets to be my friend. Not without due amounts of groveling. I love you too much to be friends with someone who would hurt you. I don't know. Shh. You don't apologize. I need to set some boundaries with her. See if she can play ball. If not, she's out. It's kind of that simple. She should have thought about that before she insulted my precious baby boy. You should know that being short doesn't make you any less of a man. You know that deep down, don't you? Just like my being tall doesn't make me any less of a feminine, delicate flower. I don't care what anyone says. If people want to judge, well, that's their own fucking problem. People are small sometimes. They don't know how to look past certain things. Not the way you could when you started dating me. And said I looked sexy in heels. I love you. Exactly as you are. Oh. Yes. You're being super cute is a major plus. But I think I might have fallen for you even if you were taller. It's something deeper than the package you're in that I'm in love with. You. I don't need you to be taller. You're just, I don't know, perfect for me. Just the way you are. Your baggage is stuff that makes sense to me. Stuff I can stand beside you. If anyone tries to tell me you're not amazing, well, maybe I'll just have to up and bitch slap them. Well, I'm kidding. Mostly. Oh, fine. I won't slap anyone. Well, unless they physically accost you, then all bets are off. Deal. Why don't we call it a night? We can cuddle here. Yeah. I should probably take my heels. Hold you just a little bit longer. Make you feel good. I love you, baby boy.